due to technical difficulties this week, i.e. someone stole my laptop and hasn't returned it, we are unable to bring you a full episode of Sunday Supplement. Normal service will resume next week with a double deluxe bumper edition, but in the meantime, please enjoy a deleted segment which didn't make it into episode 5. Right, time now for Sunday Supplement, supplement about Sundays. I didn't overwrite that intro at all.
No.
About the only bit of writing you will see today.
This is your idea, Simon, for a supplement. This is working out what Sunday newspapers are about.
Yeah, because we have an awful lot of overseas listeners from Canada, New Zealand and the Americas.
The Americas.
The colonies.
Which are ours by right, goddammit. Ours by right. If we hadn't had a mad king, we would have got them. You know, seriously, he was mad. That's why we lost them. We'd have won otherwise.
Unlike our royalty to be mad.
How can we forgive them for wasting tea like that?
That is a big waste of tea.
It hurts my feelings to this day.
At least they didn't throw in the buns.
If they had thrown away hobnobs and ginger nuts, I would be absolutely livid with them.
Well, he wasn't called Mad King George for nothing, was he?
He was mental.
No, he went mad and angry because they threw tea in the river.
Yeah, they did it. They made a king ill. I hope they're happy. There aren't many kings, you know.
Nothing to do with Porphyria or interbreeding lineage. It's all about the Yanks in Boston destroying a perfectly good high tea.
Let's just not talk about... Just move on, Simon.
Wow, I don't think I've ever made Izzy angry. Often the other way around, but not... I think my chest just cracked then. I did a stretch and the bones in my chest all just cracked.
Oh, I thought you meant the secret pirate chest where you keep Bill Nye's heart.
Anyway, so we're going to do a kind of a very brief history of the papers that we talk about, just for our overseas listeners, really. And this week we're going to concentrate on the broadsheets.
Ooh. And now, are broadsheets still broadsheets? Cause...
No, but they're not tabloids. They are called the Berliner format.
Oh, no, Germans as well. Is it Berliner like the donut or Berliner like the town?
Depends how you interpret the modern urban myth about what Kennedy said.
That is true.
Ich bin ein Berliner means he is the independent on Sunday.
Wow.
Right, so let's start with the Sunday Times. Would you believe that it began life as the New Observer in 1821?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, and then became the Independent Observer before becoming the Sunday Times in 1822.
So basically, the Sunday Times encapsulates everything.
Well, it nicked a name of the first ever Sunday newspaper, which was the Observer.
Yeah, exactly. The Observer was the first ever. But then it became the Independent Observer. So the Independent was obviously the second one, and therefore I got the Independent, so I win.
Okay. It had nothing to do with the Times at all, until Lord Thompson bought both newspapers and joined them up in 1966.
Well, surely, though, the Times that they were living in had something to do with them.
Don't make puns. We're talking about newspapers. Newspapers and puns
are
not good bedfellows. The Sunday Times was bought by the News International in 1981, and it's the paper that published the Hitler Diaries in 1983.
God, this is dull.
Oh, that's really interesting. You don't even know what the Hitler Diaries are, do you?
They're like, you know, it's a bit like the Big Brother diary room, but with Hitler in it, going, I cannot believe it.
That is almost like that. This Polish forger literally wrote 24 Hitler diaries in one afternoon and then sold them to Stern magazine. And they were literally just carbon copies of his speeches with little comments chucked in that he thought Hitler might say.
Oh, my shorts are chafing.
It's also the paper that printed a story about Israeli nuclear weaponry, which led to their source, Mordecai Vanunu, being drugged, abducted and imprisoned for 18 years.
Yeah, but best name ever.
It is a good name, is it, Mordecai Vanunu? But to their credit, they're also the paper that exposed Kim Philby as a Russian agent.
On the Teletubbies, there is a vacuum cleaner called Nunu.
Sorry, I've just basically told you that the newspaper revealed that Israel had nuclear weapons and that we had a massive double agent on it, and all you can talk about is the bloody Teletubbies.
Oh, Tubby Toast.
Oh, shut up. Right, then we'll go to The Observer, which, as I said, was the first ever Sunday newspaper, and that began life in 1791.
That's quite a long time ago.
It is quite a while ago. For a time, it was funded by the government, who were allowed to exercise editorial control over its content.
Good. It probably kept it proper. What sort of supplements did they have in those days, Simon?
None.
Really?
The first supplements were pretty much chucked out by the Mail on Sunday, I think. It was also edited for a time by the same editor of the Sunday Times, who was editing both papers at the same time.
That's pretty good.
In 1919, the leading article by the paper declared that the Treaty of Versailles left nothing for the Germans except revenge.
And I think they were probably correct in that. You know, the Treaty of Versailles, I don't think Hitler would have got as much support. It was kind of between the Treaty of Versailles and the fact that communism was the only alternative that kind of led to Hitler. But Hitler never got a majority. I just thought I'd say that. 1933, he got about 30% of the vote.
I know.
And that led him to be Chancellor and King and whatever. Well, no, the King of Germany. What's he called? He's not called a king. What's he called? He appointed him. The big German guy with the bigger hat.
The big kahuna man.
Yeah, the kahuna man made him chancellor, because it was either that or communists who wanted to get rid of the big kahuna man. So, yeah.
Choice made. The Observer, or as I've written it in my notes, the Obersever, was a Tory paper up until 1942.
Well, the Tories were quite relaxed up until 1942.
They employed George Orwell.
Cool.
And since 2003, the Observer was largely in favour of the war in Iraq, citing it as a left liberal cause. But there's an interesting book called Flat Earth News by Nick Davis, which was worth reading. There's a big chapter in the back all about how the Observer failed to act on sources about the weapons of mass destruction debacle and all sorts of things.
Oh, look at you giving balance.
Yeah.
You're like a seesaw with two fat kids on either end.
The Independent on Sunday, that's your paper.
Yeah, the best one.
And because the weekday edition is named The Indie, the Sunday edition is nicknamed The Cindy.
That's quite cool. No, I like Cindy. Not. Cindy beats Barbie any day.
It's not cool. That probably should preclude you from winning this week.
You're so judgmental. Yeah?
What year do you think that your paper was launched?
I'd like to think it was like 1493. However, it's going to be 1998 or something.
It's 1990.
Hey.
4 years after the weekday edition was launched by a collective of journalists.
I think the Independent on Sunday is a really nice newspaper, really nice Sunday newspaper. It's quite gentle, it's quite interesting. But the Independent, I remember my dad used to read it in the early 90s and then just got fed up with it treating its readers like idiots.
Tony Blair once said it wasn't a newspaper, it was a views paper.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's no actual news in it. It's kind of just, oh, look, like they got Bono to be their editor and he just painted the front red and going, nobody cares about poor people. And you just want to slap him around the head and go, excuse me, aren't you based in Dublin where you don't actually have to pay much income tax at all because you're a musician? Is that not true? Is it helping people and giving money away?
Talking of money, the Independent on Sunday has never made a profit, ever, as far as I could tell.
That can't be true.
It's probably not. I may have made that up. And Wikipedia isn't the most reliable of sources. The Sunday Express, that's my paper.
Is it your paper?
Began life in 1918, 20 years after the weekday edition was launched.
What, the year of the flu?
Yep, and that, according to us, when only 900 women were left on the planet.
Yeah, that is true.
Peter Hitchens quit the paper in 2000 after it was purchased by Richard Desmond. The little Hitch declared he could not morally work for a pornographer. And you should watch the debate between Peter and Christopher Hitchens. They have a little bit of a spat about it, don't they?
Or you should just listen to Christopher Hitchens at the Hay on Wye Festival, because he gets drunk and sings.
And then finally, you'll be pleased to know, The Mail on Sunday, which launched, guess when that launched?
Well, I know that the original Daily Mail was just before the Second Boer War. Right. So I'd say 1902.
You're very close.
Am I?
1982. Nearly 100 years after the weekday edition began printing, so you cannot accuse the Mail of being a conservative paper. That was my little joke. I just made a little joke about conservatism with a small c.
Yeah, nobody laughs at those jokes, Simon.
I know. During the 1983 general election, guess who the Mail on Sunday backed?
Thatcher?
Nope.
I don't know who anybody else was doing other than Thatcher.
You weren't alive, were you?
No, I wasn't alive.
Right, well, in which case I have no interest in anything you've said ever.
Yeah, this is yet another thing where you're saying, well, the Sunday Express is really old, so therefore it's better, just because you're really old.
Yeah, but your Observer's the oldest. No, you haven't got the Observer, have you?
Exactly, I haven't got the Observer. I've got the Independent, which is 1990, my friend.
Yeah, you're a child.
I'm the youngest, freshest, hippest paper. You're oldie world.
All right. Fine. Anyway, the answer to the question is David Owen's Social Democratic Party.
I can't remember what the question was, and if that's the answer, I don't want to know.
That's the end of our special supplement. Really worth right. our time.
Okay,
effort,
wake up. Wake up, everyone. That's the end. We can get on with the Sunday supplement.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.